Report: Two New York City migrants accused of raping woman at knife point. By Amy Furr on August 12, 2024. Two migrants have been accused of violently raping a woman in Coney Island on Sunday. Police said the victim was raped at knife point during the incident, which happened outside a hotel that is housing migrants on Surf Avenue and 16th Street, the New York Post reported Monday. Per law enforcement sources, the two suspects have also been accused of hitting the woman's boyfriend when he tried to stop them. The boyfriend apparently refused treatment at the scene. The Post article continued. A Nicaraguan migrant identified by sources as David Devon Bonilla, 24, allegedly grabbed the 46-year-old woman and threw her to the ground before raping her while holding a knife to her throat. The second migrant, identified as Mexican migrant Leovando Moreno, 37, is accused of striking the woman's 34-year-old boyfriend with an object when he tried to stop the vicious assault, the sources said. ABC 7 described the alleged migrants as homeless men. The victim was taken to a local hospital and listed in stable condition. Following the incident, Devon Bonilla was reportedly charged with first-degree rape, second-degree assault, first-degree sexual abuse, menacing, and criminal possession of a weapon. Moreno reportedly faces a second-degree assault charge and a criminal possession of a weapon charge. It is important to note that crime is on the rise in New York City due to the arrival of astronomical numbers of President Joe Biden's migrants, and NPR even admitted the trend, Breitbart News reported on May 10. Low-income residents in New York City have voiced displeasure about Mayor Eric Adams, D., setting up the majority of migrant shelters in their neighborhoods, a move that is using resources meant to help Americans in need, according to the outlet. The article continued. With 12% of the city's migrant shelters stuffed into just one neighborhood, native residents are calling it unfair. "The city dropped a bomb on us," said Danny Buford, a resident of the Queensbridge Houses public housing project in Long Island City. "The migrants are taking over. They're taking over all the parking with their 8,000 scooters. They're disrespectful, peeing in front of everybody. We do that one time, and we're going to jail for a long time." In July, Breitbart News reported that a wave of serious migrant crime is sweeping across the United States as Biden and his surrogates defend open border policies. Related: NYC Mayor Eric Adams, migrant crisis will destroy New York City.